USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House passed a bill Tuesday evening to fund the federal government through the end of the year and suspend the debt ceiling until next year. The bill, which would avoid a government shutdown on October 1st, was approved with a strictly party-line vote, though the measure appears headed for an uphill battle in the Senate. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said earlier in the day that Senate Republicans would support a continuing resolution that funds disaster relief and assistance for Israel's missile defense system, but that the Democrats would have to address the debt ceiling on their own. And the FBI has confirmed that the body found near Grand Teton National Park over the weekend is that of missing 22-year-old YouTuber Gabby Petito. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue said Tuesday that the initial determination is that her death was a homicide. Police are currently searching for her boyfriend, Brian Laundry, who was named a person of interest in the case last week, but disappeared himself. Police have been searching for him in a nature reserve in Northport, Florida. This is USA Radio News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PMG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
President Biden gave his first speech before the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday in a wide-ranging address that covered topics from the pandemic to climate change. Following the speech, Biden met with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, following the announcement of the recent defensive partnership between the two countries and the United Kingdom. In remarks to reporters, Biden said that Australia was vital in maintaining the balance of power in the Indo-Pacific region.
The United States has no closer or more reliable ally than Australia. Our nations have stood together for a long, long time. And you can rely on one another, and that's really a reassuring thing. We're grateful that our partnership has accomplished what we've accomplished together over 70 years. We have a big agenda to discuss today, starting with our partnership to advance our vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Food and Drug Administration is still gathering and reviewing data concerning COVID vaccine booster shots after a meeting last week where an advisory panel declined to recommend boosters for all Americans, instead voting to approve them for those 65 and older and at high risk. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes the agency's action could ultimately be creating some confusion around those booster shots. He tells CNBC that the perception that the committee voted down boosters before approving them could have come out of that meeting.
Well, I think the meeting created a perception that there could be conflicting messages. I don't think that that's the case. The FDA at first voted on boosters for the entire age range, 16 and up, ultimately settled on a recommendation that boosters should be made available to people 65 and older and those who are at risk of a severe outcome from COVID, those who are at more risk from the disease itself. That seemed to be always where the FDA was heading. Administratively, they wanted to take a vote on the first question before they ultimately settled on the second question of administering it to a specific age cohort. And so I think it created a perception that the agency voted down boosters before they voted for it. That wasn't the case. It was more an administrative action. And I think that that's where it created some public confusion. CDC is not going to take up this recommendation. I would expect that they'll provide some more granularity around it, maybe expand the recommendation a little bit. That's ultimately what CDC has in their purview.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.